Nora. I think it's your first visit here to the rugby grounds here at the Glebe, so I'm sure you're impressed with the facilities.
Yeah, first time out, and which, you know, I feel a bit ashamed by, but it's fantastic. I didn't expect there to be, you know, a clubhouse of this calibre. The pitches look amazing, and you can tell that a lot of effort has been put into it. So I'm delighted to be here now, and it's always good to get out and see the clubs, but especially the clubs up around home. You know, I kind of try to make an extra effort because there's always a place in the heart for home, but it's great to see the development that's occurring here in Letterkenny now.
Yeah, and tell us a wee bit about your visit tonight. What's involved?
So basically we're going to have a few of the girls from the under 15 and under 18 teams come down. Alan, their manager, roped me in when he was up at one of the Irish games, one of the Six Nations matches, but as soon as he asked, you know, we just tried to get a date in the diary because it was something that I'd only be too happy to do. So we'll go through a few drills and games, hopefully try and pass on a few of the things that I've learned that the girls might find useful, and even for the coaches as well. You know, I'm sure everybody brings a fresh approach to some of the exercises and that sort of stuff, but you know, if that doesn't work, they can teach me a thing or two.
Right, and is this all part of your role as executive officer with the RFU?
It is. Like, my role varies from, say, some of the hands-on approach here that I might do tonight, but that would only be a small part of it. The other side of it is about building the kind of sustainable structures and governance committees, all that sort of stuff, from mini age groups up to age grade girls or the teenagers, right up to adults. So like at the minute we have Give It A Try Girls Mini programs up and running, where we're encouraging clubs to set up girls mini teams. Not like you would see up until now, where the boys and girls are playing together. We find that, you know, new girls to the sport find it a little bit awkward going down and joining into a game of rugby with 20 other under 10 year old boys, whereas if we have a separate girls mini section, it's much easier for them to learn the sport, because we have to remember, unless they've started when they're, you know, 6, 7 or 8 when the boys are starting, it's hard for a girl to come in because she's brand new again. So it's much easier get them in from the start, get them all together, and we're seeing the numbers treble as soon as we have them all training together, and that's really encouraging. Like, we started off with girls minis in some of the provinces, and now we have them moving into under 13s, which in a year's time will feed you under 15s, etc., etc. So, right, you know, there's really promising growth going on. We also had, like, I would run, say, programs for secondary schools. So we had a new program up and running there called GX7s. We actually had a team from Bundoran, I think it was, or it was South Donegal anyway, Mayenya, who came down, and they qualified to play in the Aviva Stadium earlier in the month. So that was great excitement for them, and it was really positive to see a team come out of Donegal. You know, considering the growth of rugby is, like, there has been a little bit there for the last number of years, but we're seeing more and more girls now turning an interest in.
Yes, still, it must be a challenge though, Nora, because, I mean, young girls have so many other options in terms of sports. They could be playing, you know, basketball, football, camogie, even Gaelic games, running. Yeah. So rugby wouldn't really come very high up in the priorities list?
No, it's brand new, and it's, you know, it's probably only since really our Grand Slam win in 2013 where girls suddenly could see that, you could see the game of rugby and the females play rugby, and that helped spread it throughout clubland, helped spread it throughout the schools, and just get the word out there. So there are loads of other sports. Every sport is, you know, I suppose, pulling players off one another, but at the same time there are so many young girls out there, and there's an awful lot of them that aren't active either. And it's definitely a huge worry, especially for teenage girls, that they tend to drop out of a lot of sports. But what we're seeing with rugby is there is a playing position for everybody. So a girl who maybe didn't feel comfortable playing Gaelic football or camogie or soccer or basketball, she might be more suited, or she might enjoy rugby that little bit more. And, you know, sometimes it's just you need something new to just kind of reignite that healthy lifestyle again. And we're seeing girls come into rugby simply because they want to be part of a team, get active, get running around, and start playing a team sport. So, as you mentioned, we are, you know, batting against the other teams and the other sports, but at the same time it's a whole different product, and girls want to do it. Our challenge now is to try and get the coaches in place and get clubs to open up their doors and welcome in the young girls who want to play.
Yeah, and that's a fair point. The coaches have a big part to play in this, and perhaps the parents as well.
Well, the parents are the coaches, on any team and any sport, it's always somebody's parent who is the coach and who steps up and takes the mantle there, and fair dues to them. Like, it's volunteers are so important in everything that we do. So without them, our teams wouldn't survive. So we're encouraging parents to, call down to the local rugby club. If your daughter wants to play rugby, then maybe you're the one who's going to have to help set it up. The coaching courses are there to assist you. There are, if in the club itself, so I'm sure here in Letterkenny, there are other coaches with expertise who can assist you as well and steer you in the right direction. So for some parents, it's about putting their hand up and saying, actually, I'll do something about this. And that's what we're seeing across the country, which is absolutely fantastic. Parents with no experience, but who want to be able to give their daughter the opportunity to play.
Yeah, and there are opportunities out there, Nora. You yourself, you're very much a latecomer to the sport, and look how you've enjoyed it since.
Yeah, sure I was. I was in my early 20s when I decided, I'd come back from a year's travelling and I wasn't attached to any usual sport that I would play. So I would have played a lot of Gaelic football and soccer, kind of coming out of college, and around about that time, I wasn't attached to any club, and someone mentioned rugby, and I thought, well, I've often looked across the fields and watched the rugby girls train, especially during college, but never actually went over there. So it's always something that intrigued me, and why not just give it a try? There's nothing I can lose from it, and I knew myself that I'd regret it if I didn't give it a go at some stage. So thankfully I did, and it's worked out for me. It just went from one step to the next, and it's been a good journey so far.
Yeah, and you've enjoyed some great times, never mind rugby, but in soccer as well, and Gaelic games. But is rugby up there with the best of them, Nora? You've achieved so much in the game in such a short space of time.
Yeah, it is. You can't take it away from other sports. Like, I loved playing for Donegal when I was playing Gaelic football with them, and it was amazing to win the junior and the intermediate All-Ireland. I suppose the travelling was difficult, because when I moved to college, I was living in Dublin. So, and county players talk about it all the time. Sometimes it's hard to make that commitment up and down the road. When I was in college, I started playing a lot of soccer, and I was lucky enough to get a soccer scholarship. So that kind of maybe hindered my football or my Gaelic football career a little bit, because I had to choose between the two of them. So I was always juggling two sports, which was difficult. I think when I started the rugby, while I was trying to still play a little bit of Gaelic football, just the time commitment that, like, the rugby, this would have been around 2010, 2011, and our commitment for rugby was growing all the time, the amount of training that we had to do and that sort of stuff, and our weekend trips or training camps, the numbers grew, and it was suddenly conflicting. You were trying to please too many camps. You were trying to go to Gaelic football training one day and rugby the next, and you just burn out. So I decided, look, if I'm going to actually give this a shot, to wear the green jersey of Ireland, it's so hard to describe, because not many people get to do it. Like, there are loads of different sports out there, but all of those players are the best in the country in that particular position. So for me to get that for rugby then, just was such a nice sensation to that very first time putting it on and thinking, well, this is a big deal. And yeah, it was nice. And it's the same feeling every time.
Yeah, and you're not the only player from Donegal involved with the Irish team. You guys are nearly household names up here now at this stage.
It's great. Like, there's three of us, and actually there's another girl, Laura Feely, who's playing down in Galwegians and for Connacht, and she's on the extended squad at the minute, so she's training to try and get in there, and I'm sure she'll put up a huge fight as well. But with myself and Katie Norris, obviously, and Larissa Muldoon, to add a fourth to that would be pretty impressive. But again, maybe it comes down to, we were just brought up as sporty people, and I think Donegal are known to be fairly active. The kids are fairly active when they're growing up, and all that would have helped us.